That was Group Love with Tongue Tied here on WHJ 91.3. My name is Ben Miller, and welcome to 2015/2016's version of Freestyle Friday. This year, it's going to be a little bit different than last year. Last year was mostly kids coming on and doing some freestyle rapping, but we like to expand our horizons in a way and welcome new talent from all around Carmelin to do different things. Today, we got Francesca Smith. She's going to come in and play a couple songs for us on the ukulele, I believe, and sing along with that as well. We're really excited about that. I got Ryan Ruthroff, the co-producer, our co-host.
What's up, everybody? How are you doing, Ben?
I don't know. I'm a little bit sore and a little bit tired.
How can you be sore or tired? Like, seriously.
Well, I was at the Foo Fighters show last night. If anyone went to that, they know how insane that show was.
What was your opinion about that show?
What was my opinion? I don't know. I've been a huge Foo Fighters fan for a long time, and going to the show last night, I literally left right after school and went and got in line with my mom and my brother at the front gate, and it was insane. They ran to the front of the lawn, basically. We couldn't get down to the stage, unfortunately, but it was pretty crazy, man. But anyway, we can't talk for that long about the Foo Fighters. But we can play some Foo Fighters. So we're going to come back here with Francesca Smith here on Freestyle Friday right after we play the Foo Fighters. Here is Foo Fighters with Learn to Fly here on WHJE 91.3. That was the Foo Fighters with Learn to Fly. I was at the show last night, folks. Be jealous. No, I'm just kidding. Hands down the best concert I have ever been to.
How many concerts have you been to?
I don't know. Well, I haven't been to that much this year. I went and saw Lana Del Rey over the summer, and I have to say sorry to all the girl listeners we have out there, but that was really boring.
Wow.
She played for like 45 minutes, and then she just got off the stage. She just walked off. All the girls were like, oh my God, I love Lana. She's my favorite. And I was like, well, like, this is strange. Like, there's no backbeat. But anyway, that show last night, I mean, you just have to look at me when I walk around. I look like I'm like sick because my neck is stiff. My head is hurting. My throat is a little bit raspy, but I'm trying to maintain good posture, you know?
How long did Foo Fighters play yesterday?
About 2.5 hours.
Oh, so it was.
And the traffic was about as long as the show was. I didn't get out of there until about 12:30. It was insane. I mean, it was really crazy.
So you were doing about 2 hours of thrashing your head in a circle.
Yeah, and I credit myself because I knew about every single song they played. I'm not going to brag, of course, but I was going insane. It was a really good time. I hope they come back soon. And if they do come back soon, everyone out there, you need to go see them. They are fantastic. Anyway, we are here on the Freestyle Friday for this week. I got Ryan Riff Raff at my side. And across from me, we've got Francesca. We're going to talk to her. How are you doing, Francesca?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Today we have her on. You're playing ukulele, right?
I am.
Or a mini guitar.
Whatever you want to call it.
Four string guitar.
Four string guitar. How long have you been playing it?
It was actually pretty recently that I started playing a stringed instrument that was not a viola. I just picked it up going into freshman year. I think I had been playing piano since the age of 5, and I decided I wanted to branch out, so ukulele was my choice.
So do you play any other types of instruments?
Besides the recorder, having done that when I was like 8, the ukulele and the piano are my two main go-tos, but I've been trying to teach myself guitar, but it's a little heavy. And the ukulele, I like it because it's portable. So.
Yeah, definitely. I have a mini guitar. I play guitar personally, and I have this little tiny guitar that I take around with me. I'm that guy that goes to like a party and brings a guitar and plays the Oasis Wonderwall or whatever song.
Anyways, <'cause
I'm> wrong. Yeah. Anyway,
do you have a favorite instrument you like to play?
It's really, they're so different. The piano and the ukulele, mm-hmm. just different sounds, different styles. But I do oftentimes find myself playing the piano more because it's, I don't know, it's just more classic and you can just do a lot of variation with it.
A lot of Beethoven.
Yeah.
A lot of Beethoven.
You know, all me and my Bach on the piano there.
Exactly.
So how do we, you record your own stuff, right?
I do.
How do we go about finding that you got a SoundCloud?
I do have a SoundCloud.
Do you want to plug it for the fans out there?
Okay, a personal plug here. My SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/Francesca Smith Music, and it has covers on there and a few snippets of my original work. And hopefully by the end of the year, I'm going to have one of them produced. So.
Yeah. Now, I have to ask, because I'm trying personally to do my own personal stuff with my music. How difficult is it as difficult for you as it is for me?
Yes. the reason why I'm better at writing lyrics than I am at getting like the whole melodic portion to it is because I write poetry. Mm. And I think that really aids in the creation of music for that part.
Yeah. What are your influences? You gotta tell me.
I really am a huge fan of Marina and the Diamonds. I've been a fan of hers for a long time. And I really am a huge fan of Julian Casablancas and his falsetto. Strokes. It's just beautiful. And I think it's just, I don't know, it's just inspiring.
Do you want to play a Strokes song?
I'd love to.
What would you like to play?
I would like to play Last Night.
All right. We got Last Night coming up here on WHJ 91.3. We will be right back with Francesca Smith here on Freestyle Friday. That was The Strokes with Last Night. You are tuned in to WHJ 91.3 Freestyle Friday. I'm Ben. We got Ryan at my side. And across from me is Francesca Smith, our special guest for today. She's going to be playing a couple songs this morning here on WHJ. And we are more excited than ever for this. Ryan?
We forgot to ask, what grade are you?
I am in 11th grade, junior year.
So you've been playing the ukulele for 2 years now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm excited. What are you going to be playing for us first?
I'm going to be playing Hourglass by Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Right on. All right, do you want to get started?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You know when you're gonna struggle at night, your dreams of you and me all the time. And I know you're tied up and I know your phone's broken.
Round of applause, guys. Yeah.
That was fantastic.
How long did it take you to learn how to play that?
For this song, it's just pretty simple chords here. I don't know. It didn't take me very long. Once I know like basic chords, it's just pretty simple to,
So do you usually go out and like you listen to the song and then do you try to learn how to play from there? Or do you like listen to the song, pull up the chords or something and sit down and just like, kind of work at playing it, getting the rhythm down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I listen to it first, and then I kind of get a feel for like what the pace I should be going, like what tempo I should be taking, and then I find a good chord progression that would go well with it, and then I look up the tabs on Tab Pro, my favorite app.
How long does it generally take you to learn a song like that?
It actually doesn't take me very long. I've gotten pretty much the hang of doing songs. Like it probably takes me a little less than an hour if I get it down pat. Well, I guess.
And why that song? Like, is there a special reason why you chose to do that song for us first here?
My friend kind of introduced me to Catfish and the Bottlemen, and we went all to the Alt Fest, which had Caged Elephant, Bleachers, Joy Wave, And of course, Catfish and the Bottlemen. And it was fantastic. I kind of fell in love with them and Van McCann, lead singer. And I just really enjoy the song a lot. It's kind of about, it's saying from a girl's perspective of like his girlfriend back home and how she misses him so much and how she's like wanting him to, she wants to bring him home herself.
She's very well researched.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, your voice is gorgeous. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on WHJ 91.3. You are tuned in to Freestyle Friday with me and Ryan. We got Francesca Smith. She's got a couple more songs coming at you, and we're going to throw a couple more questions at her. But until then, we got Real Estate with Talking Backwards. We'll be right back. That was Real Estate with Talking Backwards. You are tuned in to Freestyle Friday here on WHJ 91.3. My name is Ben Miller. I'm your host. Of course, we have the beautiful Ryan Roof Raff, or we call him Riff Raff around these parts, and Francesca Smith. We heard a little song from her earlier, and she's pretty
It was
rock.
Fantastic. We have two glass windows here in the studio that go out in the hall, and people were coming by and stopping to watch and listen to her play. She's that good.
People are like, wow. If you want to be on Freestyle Friday, we are going to have a handle from our studio. You want to plug it, Ryan?
It is, if you want to be on Freestyle Friday, if you can rap, play music, sing, anything like that.
Anything, yeah.
Yes. Email us at freestyle@whje.com, and we will hook you up.
Alrighty. Well, we'll be making some more announcements like that on CHTV when that gets kicked off. But until then, just try to stay tuned in here for the next 2 weeks on this show.
So explain to us, what is this next song?
It is Seaside by the Kooks.
All right, let's kick it off.
All right.
Do you want to go to the seaside? I'm not trying to say that everybody wants to go. I fell in love at the seaside. I handle my charm with time and sleight of hand. Do you want to go to the seaside? Not trying to say that everybody wants to go. I fell in love at the seaside. She handled a charm with time and sleight of hand. But I am just trying to love you any kind of way. But I find it hard to love you, girl, when you're far away. To the seaside. I'm not trying to say that everybody wants to go. I fell in love on the seaside. On the seaside. On the seaside.
Wow. You're really truly blowing me away.
Yeah.
It's strange to me. I kind of get pretentious sometimes because I play music myself, and I'm like, I can't find anyone else around this school that knows how to play anything, and it's just strange. But you are really great at what you're doing. I have to ask, why you want to play that one?
Well, thank you. And I really enjoy the Kooks. I just like their music. I like the style, and I just love like this soft song about. I really like the beach. I know that sounds kind of superficial, but I don't really have any like super deep meaning for loving this song. It's just I like the beach. I do like the seaside, so yeah.
So you said you have a SoundCloud for all those people that are out there and are probably like, "Who is this chick? What is your SoundCloud?" Because they could go out and listen to this on their own.
Okay, ladies and germs, this is my SoundCloud. It is my handle is soundcloud.com/FrancescaSmith. Music. Francesca is spelled F-R-A-N-C-E-S-C-A, not with a C-H, despite the common opinions there. It was with a C. It is Italian. I am not Italian myself, but the sound of the sharp C is Italian, so...
And what do you do on that SoundCloud?
I do various covers. I do collaborations with my friends who are also musical. And I have like small bits of my original work, which I hopefully can get produced by the end of the year.
Wow. Now, for some people that may not know, what's the difference between a ukulele and a guitar?
There's actually, like, size-wise, it's... like vastly different. Like the guitar, yeah, in my opinion, is a little clunky. I mean, it's a beautiful instrument. I have zero arm strength. I have the arm strength of like a small chicken. I don't know.
A chihuahua.
Like, yeah, a chihuahua. If a chihuahua tried to like lift a guitar, that's my equivalent of that. Anyways, ukulele has four strings where the guitar has six, and I find it a little easier to manage four strings because I just prefer it, and I know guitars, like, you get a lot of calluses, and I'm a weenie, so ukulele is for me.
Well, it works for you.
Yeah.
It really works for you. You're really talented with the ukulele.
Thank you.
Fun fact about me, I've actually been trying to learn the ukulele lately, guys.
Okay.
Maybe I can come on and play. We could have a little duet or something. My grandpa, when they moved a couple months ago, my grandparents, and when they were moving, they found a ukulele in their attic, and they're like, they came over to my house, they're like, I want you to have this. And I'm like, I don't know how to play this. And I looked up how to tune it. And it's just so strange to me when you learn how to play like different instruments, especially because like you play piano as well, right?
Yes.
Can we find stuff of you playing piano on your SoundCloud as well?
Yes, there's variations of things. Oh. I have like one a cappella song, and then the other ones are me accompanying myself on the piano. And my piano is electric, so it has like synthesizers on it, so I can do like piano, synth, or I can play my ukulele, which is like classic.
Now, if some way possible, we could get like a grand piano to come into this small studio, would you come in and play for us?
Oh yeah, I love playing on my piano.
Don't get it too ahead of yourself, Ryan.
That'd be awesome though. That'd be just get a piano set up in here and have her play. If she's this good with the ukulele and she likes the piano more, I want to see what she could do on the piano.
Yeah. A keyboard would do.
A keyboard, yeah.
No, it's gonna be grand, portable. A grand gesture.
Yeah, grand piano.
All right, so this is Francesca Smith here on WHJ 91.3. We're going to take a quick break. Here's Beck with Blue Moon. We will be right back. That was Arcade Fire with Reflector here on WHJ 91.3. You are still tuned in here on Freestyle Friday. My name is Ben. Up next, we are going to have Francesca Smith play us one last song on her ukulele. Final song. It's going to be epic. She has mentioned she has a SoundCloud. It's Francesca Smith Music, all lowercase, I believe. I've looked you up, by the way, and you got some pretty great stuff.
Yeah.
And I have to ask, what do you use to record? Because we're radio geeks and we're all about that kind of stuff. So,
You guys might be a little ashamed of my presence here. I do use my phone. I don't use any software. I do it all in like one take. Edit it, just like take it and.
That's pretty good for just using your phone.
Do you try to stick to one take, or how many do you sometimes mess up?
I like play it enough times and then I'm like, ugh, mess up, and then I like try to do it again, but like it's all, I don't like take it in chunks, but it was what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. I like do the whole thing all the way through without messing up, and I'm like, ugh, and then I crop it. That's like the only form of editing I do. I don't really do anything fancy schmancy pantsy with it.
So you got your final song coming up. I know it's so sad. I want to just hear you all day. What is your song?
It is Out of My League by Fits and the Tantrums.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Days I waited for you. You know the ones who said I'd never find someone like you. You are out of my league. All the things I believe, you were just the right kind. Yeah, you are more than just a dream. You are out of my league. Got my heartbeat racing. If I die, don't wake me, 'cause you are more than just a dream. Ooh, ooh. I think my girl mistakes me for somebody else. And every time she takes my hand, all the wonders that remain become a simple fact. You are out of my league. All the things I believe, you were just the right kind. Yeah, you are more than just a dream. You are out of my league. Got my heartbeat racing. If I die, don't wake me, 'cause you are more than just a dream. You are out of my league. All the things I believe, you were just the right kind. More than just a dream. You are out of my league. Got my heartbeat racing. If I die, don't wake me, 'cause you are more than just a dream. Ooh, 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 ooh. More than just a dream. Just a dream.
Yeah. Wow. That was so fantastic.
Are you self-taught? I have to ask. Are you self-taught?
I self-taught myself the ukulele.
So the singing, all of that, you haven't like tried to like look up like ways on how to really reach those high notes? I'm a horrible singer, and I've like gone on YouTube. I'm like, how do you scream like Dave Grohl, Ben? And then I look up videos like that. So yeah, you're completely self-taught.
When it comes to ukulele, but I have been taking voice lessons for a long time. Oh, so in terms of like the vocal technique, that's where I got that from. But ukulele, I just like looked it up. And
are you in like choir or anything here at the high school?
I am in Blue and Gold Company. It's like a mixed choir. Yeah. We go on like ISMA and whatnot. Yeah.
Well, good for you, because you're right where you need to be. As Ben said earlier, you have such a beautiful voice, and you're so good at the ukulele that I just want to listen to you all day.
Thank you.
So before we let you go, I want once again, because I want to promote her. She is really
go
awesome.
Check her out.
Check her out on SoundCloud at Francesca Smith Music, all lowercase, all one word. So we're going to take one last break. We're going to let Francesca get out of here. You are tuned into Freestyle Friday. Up next, we have the Arctic Monkeys with I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. That was the Arctic Monkeys with I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. You are tuned in to Freestyle Friday here on WHJ 91.3. Ryan, I have to ask, what did you think of today?
I thought it was fantastic. For the very first show, we did pretty good. She was amazing, and I think it only get better from here.
Yeah, we were just talking about this, and we were pretty rushed, to be totally honest with you, on planning this first show. We had really kind of...
4 days?
4 days. Yeah. About 4 days. And we were like, oh, man, we don't know who we're going to have on here. And we have this girl that's at the station. Her name's Emily Patton. She's awesome. And she was like, I got a bunch of friends who can come in. She texted Francesca, and she came in. And it was a wonderful show. We got this going on about every other week, so be on the lookout for that. If you're a student here, it's every Gold Day, Gold Week Friday. Gold Friday, yeah. And just keep us on the lookout. We've got a bunch of great talent from people all around Carmel coming out. And thank you all for tuning in today. One last thing from Ryan before we head out.
If you want to be on Freestyle Friday, you are more than welcome to. If you could sing, rap, or play music, we want you on Freestyle Friday. Just email Ben and I at freestylefriday@whje.com, and you might be featured here.
Right on. Well, once again, folks, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to give you a little weather plug. It is 10:52 and currently 74 degrees outside. And we are going to end out with one of my favorite bands, Modest Mouse. Here is Modest Mouse with Float On. See you next week.
This just in, everybody. My name is Ryan Ruthroff, and Freestyle Friday is no longer going to be called Freestyle Friday. From now on, it is going to be called Student Radio Time. So if you want to be on Student Radio Time, just email Ben and I at student@whje.com.